Pentagon officials say U.S. forces are now attacking every garrison of troops and every article of hardware they can find throughout Afghanistan. Officials say the airstrikes are hurting Taliban and al-Qaeda forces, but they are not sure by how much. NPR's David Malpas is at the Pentagon with more on today's briefing. David, I understand there's some concern over there among the military officials that the war on the ground in Afghanistan is becoming more or less at a standstill.
Well, on the one hand, Noah, there is continued U.S. bombing and more claims of damage done to Taliban forces. The Pentagon says the airstrikes have been particularly heavy lately and going on all across the country, including bombs falling on those frontline Taliban forces just north of Kabul. However, officials are saying that they're running out of fixed targets. They mentioned today that they hit one vehicle maintenance depot for the third time yesterday, and that there's very little evidence that the air war is having much impact on the ground war yet. At today's briefing, Rear Admiral John Stufflebeam said things are moving very slowly on the ground. He hasn't seen any significant advancing of the lines for the main opposition group, that's the Northern Alliance.
Well, with no quick breakthrough apparent, is anybody there having second thoughts about the strategy? Are the Taliban learning how to cope with the U.S. tactics, for example?
Well, Admiral Stufflebeam, who's a senior officer on the Pentagon's Joint Chiefs Staff, did say that he has been surprised by how tenacious and dogged the Taliban leadership is, that they are not crumbling, but rather hanging on to power when, in the Pentagon's view, the eventual outcome is so inevitable. He also praised the toughness of the warriors in the Taliban forces. There was more evidence of that Taliban defiance today, with him saying that they really haven't suffered any great damage to their troop strength. Pentagon officials say they assume that Afghan forces do have a lot of capability on the ground left, and that they are hunkering down now in the cities. And the concern that U.S. officials have is that this may turn into more of an urban warfare type of conflict than one that's fought in the mountains or out in the open. And the Pentagon says the Taliban is hiding soldiers in civilian areas, making it more difficult for U.S. forces to get at them. Admiral Stufflebeam says, however, that the U.S. Won't start bombing cities, that they will use what he called every available instrument of power to get at these forces. It'll just take longer.
Well, David, what about this claim by the Pentagon today? It's very interesting that some food coming across the borders into Afghanistan might be poisoned.
This was very interesting. Another one of those statements that comes without much detail and no indication of the original source that the Pentagon is relying on for it. But officials here are basically issued a warning that the Taliban may poison some of the humanitarian food supplies that's going into Afghanistan by the U.S. and by various agencies, and then blame the sickness or death that might result on the United States. Admiral Stufflebeam said there's no evidence that this has actually taken place already, and he couldn't say how the poisoning might be conducted, just that the U.S. has reliable information that food poisoning could be a part of their plan of the future.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
NPR's David Malpas talking with us from the Pentagon.